It could be a stringed instrument like a double bass or maybe some kind of truck on the highway, but it actually is an iceberg in the Antarctic Weddell Sea, grinding slowly against the seafloor.
The iceberg essentially is scraping along and more or less resonating kind of like a tuning fork.
Robert Giak of Oregon State University led a team of scientists monitoring a collection of underwater microphones around the Antarctic Peninsula, the northernmost part of the southern continent. They detected the sounds of an iceberg being born as it cracked off the ice of the mainland.
It's big. It's about 25 by 50 kilometers in dimension, length and width. So it's essentially a little floating island out there that's moving around in the Southern Ocean.
Over the course of its life, from its calving to its journey toward warmer seas to its eventual melting, the iceberg was never out of range of the team's microphones.
We saw from the beginning, the birth of the iceberg, to its eventual death, for lack of a better word.
Giak says this may be the first time anyone has listened to a single iceberg for its entire life. And what his team heard when the iceberg floated into the warmer Scotia Sea was astonishing.
As it begins to edge warmer water, it begins to melt, and it can melt catastrophically. The sound of this iceberg breaking apart was an incredibly loud sound, equivalent to several hundred supertankers in noise levels.
That's as loud as a small earthquake, Giak says, loud enough to resonate all the way up to the equator. The oceanographers wondered if this much noise could pose a problem for marine animals, which use sound to navigate, communicate, and find food. Bioacoustician Chris Clark of Cornell University studies the effect of underwater sound on ocean life.
Whales and fishes, as a matter of fact, and now even all the invertebrates like the lobsters and the shrimp and crabs and things like that are all paying attention to sound. So there's been this increasing awareness and concern about, noise in the ocean. Is it good or is it bad? Are we indifferent? You know, what's going on?
Human-created sound in the ocean is on the rise, from increased shipping traffic, seismic testing, and military sonar, and researchers are demonstrating more and more that ocean life is being affected. The noise, Clark says, can make it impossible for animals to hear the things they need to hear in order to live.
We refer to it as acoustic bleaching. It's as though suddenly there's a big fog bank that just comes into where you're living, and something you can't see very far, only in this case the fog bank is noise.
But Clark says that temporary natural sounds, like an iceberg cracking apart, though they may be incredibly loud, are probably not nearly as harmful to marine life as man-made sounds.
It's one thing to have evolved over, 5 or 6 million years in a world that's dynamic with storms, with ice. The human-generated noise in the ocean is so chronically persistent. It's now a real concern, and it dwarfs collective noise generated by icebergs.
Still, researchers say this is a time of warming oceans. Climate change may lead to more polar ice breaking apart and shattering loud like earthquakes in the southern seas. Megan McGrath, VOA News, Washington.